Throughout all of history, they've only talked about the fame, never the hard work, never the elbow grease, never the early call time.
Of course. Okay. All right, guys, I'm tired, hungry, and scared. Let's get this started.
That does feel forced. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on
the time zone.
Whenever you're listening to this.
Yeah, it was fun you're off mic.
Yes, but...
this is live, right?
It's live to tape.
Yeah.
Live to tape.
Yes. All right, so before it gets too weird with our word association...
Yes.
Welcome to Early Call Time.
Hi.
We have a guest today.
Hello. Yes.
Guest, can you say your full name?
Natalie Fortuneau.
And if someone wants to hire you, where would they do that? Oh, wait, first, what do you do?
I'm a visual effects PA right now at Sony.
Super cool.
Mm-hmm. So they could email me.
Okay.
That'd be a good way.
Cool. Well, we'll do it on the website, so it's a, like they have to work to get your email.
Okay,
so like,
yeah.
Any weirdo that listens to this, I mean, I don't even know if any of our listeners are weirdos, but...
Well, there are some, there are some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew listens to it.
Right.
Right.
He's a weirdo.
Right.
I think we could maybe turn down Natalie's mic just a tad bit. Number three, yeah.
Number three.
A tad bit. There we go. Sorry for being technical.
Behind the scenes.
Sorry, sorry. You can cut this out.
All right.
You can edit.
Don't want me
I just
want to
make sure. I just want to make sure we have good levels, that's all. And not peaking. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But anyway.
I like how everyone's is set to normal and then mine is like...
It's all the way down.
It's pretty... Like, everyone's is set to like 6 or 7 and mine is set to 2.
But where are you peaking when you're talking?
Good job setting my levels, man.
You're welcome. Anyway, you're a post PA at Sony.
Yeah.
And,
How do you guys know each other? Like, how did we find Natalie?
Wow.
Well.
Last year.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Natalie, you've been, in the last 2 years, you've been an intern in LA.
Yes.
And then last summer, you were still interning.
An intern, doing what?
Well, the first summer I was at Sunset Gower Studios for
a reality
television.
Great place. That was my first, location for an internship, too.
Fun. And did all that and learned... And then I came back and did at a commercial production company, so hands-on.
Which is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you got those internships through your school? And...
Well, the first one was a connection.
Cool, yeah.
Like always. And then the second one, I was, like, searching online.
Oh, sweet. So, like, a lot of elbow grease went into finding that second one, at least.
Right, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then when you were here last summer, Andrew across the way.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrew.
Was directing a short film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
He's directing a short film. And I don't know how exactly did
it was through Danny.
Yeah,
yes.
Danny.
That's right.
Which
that's right.
I'm trying to remember how
Who's
you
Danny?
Guys know him.
Danny?
I have no idea.
Okay, now this is a web. This is a web. Danny was a... first AC or second AC on.
And what does AC stand for listeners?
Oh, assistant camera.
There it is. And they're the first one?
Well, there's first and the second. Like, usually the people that run Slate are usually.
What's a Slate? It's that clapper thing. Right?
The clapper thing that says, hey, we're rolling. And basically, what a Slate does is it syncs audio with video.
There you go. Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, very important in editing.
When you see the clap come down, you see the visual of the clap come down, and you hear the spike of the audio, and you just sync that up.
Now,
and
hang on.
Oh, that
audio.
Makes sense.
What is audio?
You're listening to audio right now.
You can't see us, but you could hear us.
If you want to go scientific, it's vibrations.
Wow.
Oh.
That's the scientific way?
Sure. I don't know.
I feel like you could go more scientific.
Maybe.
Like, you're at a... Like, let's take this science to 11 right now.
When you say vibrations, what are you referring to?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I'd like to try to be one.
Could have fooled me, man. Could have fooled me.
Thanks. So. Second AC, Danny.
Right.
Danny actually knows my friend Eric Wong.
Oh, okay.
They worked on a show last year.
Oh, Eric. Okay.
It was some web show, like web clip show.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, Danny was working with them, and I was like, "Hey, Eric, do you know anybody that would be willing to help with camera?"
Mm-hmm.
And Danny was one of them.
Yeah.
And then Danny knew you and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, hey, I basically sent out an email to everybody saying if anybody knows any production assistants that can help, we need the help. So
and it was fun.
And that's how we met. Yeah.
So here's a good question for you, because the big point of this podcast is people who either are just starting in LA or thinking of moving to LA. So when you got the opportunity or you got the call to work on their short film, talk about your thought process when you think like, oh, great, they're paying me maybe in peanuts if I'm lucky, right? So what's your thought process on taking on cheaper free jobs, like, when they first come on?
Yeah, also, I'm going to need those peanuts back.
Oh, my God. Sorry. No, I mean, it's good. It's, like, it's good to meet other people who are doing things. And last year, I mean, I did – those two internships were unpaid every summer. So that can get hard, and I'm really happy that I finally have a job now that pays. But, I mean, you have to pay your dues. You have to, you know, just – do your best and meet as many people as you can, and you just never know, like, what's going to happen later on.
Who the next job's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you weren't living in L.A.?
No, I, like, crashed on my friend's couch.
Okay, so where are you originally from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. And so, now you do live in L.A.?
Now I moved out here. That's okay. Like 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yep. Whoa.
Brand new people.
So fresh.
Brand new.
So, when you moved out here, did you have a job, or were you just like, I'm going to make it?
No. I didn't have a job, didn't even know where I'd be staying, really.
Nice job. We're high-fiving.
Yeah. And I drove out here.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
All right.
Yeah. It's scary, but it was like, I just felt like it was right and that something would work out, and it did, thank goodness.
What's the scene like in North Carolina?
The scene like, well, Wilmington, I mean, they filmed a lot there, but the tax incentive, we'll see if it'll renew.
Wouldn't that be horrible if you moved out to LA and then you're like, oh, now I have to go back to North Carolina because that's where it's going to be like the new Mexico.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of Georgia's
huge.
Yeah, because of Walking Dead, among other shows.
You worked on something, and weren't you working on a documentary, though?
Yes.
While you were in school?
Yeah. That was, like, my senior year. I did a short film about, it was called A Real Farewell, R-E-E-L, and it was about 35mm projection, how that was changing to digital, because I worked as a projectionist at our theater.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool.
It was fun, yeah. I'd never directed anything before, so that was a fun time.
That's very cool. Now,
but what was the other thing? You were doing a brewery thing.
Yeah, a beer documentary. It was called A Brewing Community, and that was just recently. So the other one was in the fall, and that one was in the spring.
Were you doing VFX post-PA work for them, too, or just...
No, I mean, this is the first time I've ever been in the visual effects area. I didn't even really know, like, what it was at first. So, yeah, no, it's cool.
But it's cool because, like, a post-PA is kind of like the equivalent of, like, entry-level position for, like, the industry. So so many different paths could start off from a PA or a post-PA where you could be a writer's PA, you could be a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's all sorts. So...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, for example, like, Harry. Did you meet Harry yesterday?
Harry Jurgen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he actually was a writer's PA for Frasier. And then he ended up being an editor.
Okay.
So it's like, you might start off in post, but if you want to get from production,
you know.
It's been done.
Yeah.
It's there. You just have to do it.
There's so many avenues, so many things to do in this industry. That's what's so fun. Like, everyone can bring something to the table.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, ultimately?
Line produce. That's something I think is really intriguing. I know.
Well,
we'll see. I mean,
that's good though. I mean, a lot of people come out and say, well, I can write, I can direct, I can act, I can edit.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't hone in on one thing to concentrate on. Mm-hmm. And
a jack of all trades, master of none.
And
deep.
That's right. That's right. Well, that one of the best things of advice that I was given.
That's perfect.
One of the best things of advice was know exactly what you want to do and just do that.
Yeah.
Because if you do everything else, nobody can really hire you for what you want to do.
And had you asked me that question last year, I probably would have had no idea.
Well, you would have been
so what happened?
A writer, director, producer.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah.
What happened that now you're, like, line producing? That's what I want.
I wanted to produce. I think, like, that's something that I'm good at. I can, organization, communication, that stuff is key. And,
let's
produced, and I saw, like, how you were doing it, and I was like, that's interesting.
Let's set the stage.
It's interesting because it's wrong. But thank you.
JJ's the best producer I've worked with.
Thanks, man.
Let's set the stage. Only. So a lot of listeners will be like a producer. That's just like some rich asshole in LA that thinks he does stuff when he does nothing. So for people that are actually that's what executive producers are, right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. So the type of line, producer, let's go, why don't you tell everyone what a line producer does?
So, well, you would be mostly on set and in production and just dealing with everyone, making sure everything is on time, on schedule, and people usually don't like you because
you're the asshole.
Yeah, you're the asshole.
You're
so.
Paid to be
But
that.
I think it's interesting and like intriguing to me to always like be on the move and running around and making calls. And I don't know. I think that like, I was telling someone yesterday, like, I don't see myself as a director in that sense because, I mean, I'm creative, but I want to help somebody's creative vision, help them get there. So
that's great.
I'm going to cry. So, that's beautiful.
You want to be the driving cog in the creative engine?
There you go. Yes.
Whoa.
Did I do that right?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think you said that correctly. Good job, buddy.
All sorts
good
of.
Coffee's kicking in, man.
It really is. That's my third one today.
Wow.
Mm. Why don't you just get a large?
Well,
it's like this tiny, it's a great the tiniest. Question.
No, it's not my third McDonald's coffee. I started off with the one that I made at my place in the morning.
Gotcha. It's like a dollar for the large ones.
It's not a money. It's not a money.
She's
thing.
Already
it's
line a, producing. She's like, here's how we can save money.
This is
yeah.
Cost efficient.
Yeah.
No, okay. So I heard this sentence. Like I was hanging out with my buddy John Brewer, who's also someone that we shot. Totally have on the podcast.
All right, I'm listening.
And we were having a conversation, and like it was me, him, and then I think some actors. We were on set of a music video, and he was explaining like actors are like the most oblivious on the process than like people that aren't even part of the process. They just have all they know is like they go to their trailer and then they come out when they're needed and they do their lines and they go back to it.
Yeah,
or you know,
correct.
And so John was explaining to I think some of the actors or some of the extras. He's like. Well, you see, like, on a set, like, you know, there's lingo where you could say, like, hey, put the butt plug in the baby clamp and then chomp it down and send it to the papa. And, like, that'll mean something on a set. Granted, I'm using completely the wrong words, but that butt plug in the baby thing he did say.
Grips have some funny names for stuff, like a C-stand, which is a stand that they use. You can...
What does C stand for?
I don't
explain. Century stands for century.
It could
does really? It really?
Use I think it for so. A lot of different things.
Well, yeah, you can. They can clip lights to it. You can hold things. It's got a bunch of different uses. But then they have
your
very
sandbags.
Yeah, sandbags so that things
first.
Don't fall over.
First.
A 20-pound sandbag, by the way, is referred to as a ball buster.
Oh.
Yeah.
A small C stand, a shorter one, is referred to as a Gary Coleman.
I think I remember hearing that.
Yep.
Okay, so hold on. A 20 pounder is a ball buster. What is a 50 pounder?
Unnecessary.
Too heavy.
Okay, fair enough.
well,
we
it's been fun.
Yeah, did it just get weird? Oh man, and only like 5 minutes in.
Did it get weird? Okay, so you moved out here. You didn't have a job.
Yes.
Talk to us about because part of our
he's on one
part of our demographic mm-hmm. is you know people that maybe are not even in LA.
Right,
they're where you were. Maybe 6 months ago or something.
Right.
So what was that process like of like, I'm going to move out to LA. How'd you decide to come here?
Well, I had wanted to come out here obviously for a couple years now. And it was, I wanted to like get out here and make sure that it would be the right move for me so that I could, you know, build a network a little bit and just get a feel for the city and know what they're talking about when they say the 101 and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, why did they put the in front of freeways to talk about?
Yeah.
We want to feel important.
But, yeah, I mean, so it's been a long time coming, but, and then I just graduated in May and was like, all right, I'm doing it. And so, yeah, I drove out here with my mom. We did the whole road trip. And nice. I was lucky enough, a friend of mine who I'd reached out to messaged me the Thursday before we were going to drive into LA and said, hey, do you need a job? Like, send me your resume. I was like, okay, yeah, I'll send it to you right now. And I was just at a winery, so I'd been, like, drinking wine that
That's
afternoon.
That's the worst.
I know.
When you get a call for a job when you're, like, in the process of getting fucked up.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll send it. And I sent it back to him, and he forwarded along and to his friend who forwarded it to this woman. And then literally on Friday, we're driving into LA. Like, we went along the coast, so it was beautiful. You know, the ocean's right there. And I get an email, and I'm like, Mom, can you read it? Because I was driving. And she's, like, reading it, and I thought she was, like, bullshitting at first. I was like, shut up. They want to meet with me Monday? Like, no way. And then we were just freaking out and excited. And then I dropped her off at the airport on Monday because she, you know, flew home because I needed my car. And then moved into my apartment and then, like, put a couple things away and then went to the interview. Went great. And then I found out a couple days later, and I started on Friday the 13th.
Ooh, lucky.
And then the Kings won the Stanley Cup that night. Boom. It was great.
Wow. Go
the
Kings,
rest
go.
Is history, right?
Okay, so here's a question. What does an interview look like for a post-PA position?
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good question you asked.
I ask good questions.
Nice job.
I like 60 minutes.
Now let's let her answer it.
Yeah. Well, I met with the supervisors, so there was three of them. And
ooh, a three-on-one interview?
Yeah. But it was great. I mean, it turned into a conversation, which is exactly what you want to happen. And you know, the first question, I think, was like, tell me about yourself. So I had a great segue about my road trip. And, you know, from there, it went like that. And they asked me, one of them, I'm trying to remember now all the questions, but one was like, do you see this as just like a foot in the door job, or is this like, and then I explained, you know, I don't see myself staying in post, but I'm like very interested to learn. And I think it's all full circle. Like, they had some issues in pre-planning with the visual effects, and now they're paying for it now. And so that's always important, you know, because fix it in post, right? Now that's them fixing it. That's fine.
The post guys do them, like, no.
No.
Whenever you're line producing for a major
post
show,
yeah. Hate that sentence.
I know.
If you ever say that, you think of me and you think of Nadav.
No, me too.
And
like,
us, like,
I edited
our
as well.
Yeah.
It's, you can't do it. Yeah. And that's money.
It is.
Down
it's
the
a
road.
Lot of money.
Well, a lot of people think that if, okay, let's say, for example, I don't know, they didn't get the audio correct.
Right.
Or there was a light in the shot that, oh, we'll just fix it.
Color correction.
The visual effect
to do that
could be $5,000 or $6,000.
Oh,
but
yeah.
To do the shot again with, you know, oh, let's just roll another one and move the light. It's 30 seconds out of the day, but it just rolls downhill.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about what you're working on?
Yeah.
They didn't make you sign anything yet?
I haven't, no.
Perfect.
Well, I'm sure you haven't, like, done any visual effects stuff.
Well, the trailers are out there. It's not.
And, oh, okay.
Well, and I got to see the film, which was
so what is
incredible.
It? What are you?
Fury. It's the film Fury with Brad Pitt. You know,
ooh.
No big deal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I just saw a poster for it.
Should we pull up a trailer for it? And, like, the audience could hear the audio.
We can? Sure. Sure.
The audience could hear the audio on a VFX heavy movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the movie about exactly?
So it's like they're based in World War II, and they're kind of like their own family in this tank that they have to, and it's at the end of the war. But I mean, the storyline is great. It's actually got some comedy in there, and I don't know. It's a really good film.
So you started on the 13th. Tell us what a normal day looks like for you.
Well, I go get lunches, which is
first
fun.
Thing in the morning.
No, not the first.
No, okay. I'm saying start with a wake up. Go.
A wake up. Well, I mean, it's changing day to day. I'll do like different errands, but we have like a file maker server. Mm-hmm. One of my main jobs actually is magnets, and I have one here today. I can show you, but they're basically different shots of the visual effects shots because they've got like 600, which isn't actually that many, but
for a movie like that,
yeah. But so, and the supervisor is very visual, so I have to like put the magnets for each vendor. And we have a couple in-house artists, but they have a lot of different vendors that they're dealing with back and forth, so they want to see like who's working on what shot and visual.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's crazy because I was putting all these magnets up on the board, and they're like, by the way, like each of these are worth like $2,000 to $5,000. I'm like, crazy.
Each of these magnets,
like as in
shot.
Like that
oh,
shot,
what it's
like,
representing,
right?
Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah, that magnet I'm holding in my hand. Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's a big thing I'll do, and then yeah, I run and get the lunches.
Wait, hold on. So, how much did you say these magnets? How much it represents?
Like. Some of the shots run up to like 5,000.
So that's just getting the artist to composite?
That's like, I guess, yeah, paying the artist. I mean, all of that, whatever goes into that shot.
So for each of the 600 VFX shots.
Isn't that insane?
Up to 5,000 per shot.
And minimum 2,000 each shot.
So between 2,000 to 5,000 per VFX. That's insane.
I mean, they've got, there's some money on this.
Which is actually not insane. Sure. I mean, when I look, because the pilot that we did is also very effects heavy, and I've looked at our breakdown of our budget, and it's, again, it's like the cheapest one is maybe $1,200 some odd for, you know, that's almost like a static shot practically.
Well, a lot of the stuff, especially in like war movies, I would think that a lot of it was practical. Like some of the explosions.
In other words, they did it on set.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they did. Yeah, there's definitely some of that.
Oh, yeah. So what's like, so what does raw footage for a movie like this look like?
You know, I got to see some of the dailies when they were like showing it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll be on set on Monday. They're actually doing a reshoot.
Oh.
So that'll be exciting. That's cool. Yeah.
Maybe you'll meet Mr. Pitt.
He's actually not going to be there.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not going to be like a World War Z type of situation where they have to like reshoot the whole ending.
I mean, maybe he'll make an appearance. You never know.
Just to say hi.
Yeah.
Well, is he an executive producer on it?
He's not, actually. No.
Because I feel like at this,
usually that happens,
that's the role that he plays now.
Yeah, at this point, it's like he's like Will Smith. Like, I'm not going to be in this movie unless I'm an EP.
He's the Will Smith of white people?
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Racist.
Did you even say that about Brad Pitt? He's the Brad Pitt of white people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was surprised to see that he wasn't, because... Yeah,
I've heard he's a charming individual.
I'm sure, yeah.
You know, a lot of people...
You guys don't do lunch, like, every day?
Oh, like...
You and Brad?
No.
Just, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I heard a really funny story about Brad Pitt. Did you guys see that Mike Tyson one-man show that Spike Lee put on HBO?
No.
So, Mike Tyson talks about when he caught Brad Pitt fucking his wife.
What?
Which what?
One? Something Gibbons.
Robin Gibbons?
Yes.
How did you know that?
I watched it out of the class. I don't know.
big fan of Robin Gibbons.
She's like, amazing.
Oh god, what was she in that that Damon Wayans movie, Blank Man? That was totally her. Totally was.
Maybe. I don't know.
I saw that movie.
Blank Man was that movie that I rented every week.
I watched Head of the Class and you watched that movie, and that just... We're in two different generations.
Shit. Did you say you watched Head of the Class?
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of these.
Head of the Class was great.
We're like a Saved by the Bell generation.
Yeah.
So am I.
Head of the Class situation.
Our client, by the way, this guy that my company works with.
You were Saved by the Bell second class.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So you're saying Head of the Class is the first season of Saved by the Bell?
Head of the Class is like a prime time television show back in the late 80s.
Is someone named Mr. Belding on it?
No.
Well, then.
Totally different show.
It's a totally different, but it came out relatively the same time, though.
No, it didn't, because I would know what that is.
Saved by the Bell was in the 90s.
Yeah, it was late. It was after. Well, Saved by the Bell was originally a show called, I believe this is the beginning, it was Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Yes. And it took place in
Indianapolis.
I would
watch that show. Miss Bliss was the best part of that show.
And, she was the original actress in the movie The Parent Trap. Like, the original Parent Trap.
Oh,
Before they Lindsay Lohan'd it.
My best friend from high school's mom was in The Parent Trap.
What?
She is Lisa Ann Walter. She was the babysitter in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Another person we've been trying to get on the show for years.
She has a podcast also.
Really?
Can we be on her podcast?
Yeah.
I doubt it. She barely likes me. She'll hate you guys.
Perfect. Wait.
It's terrible.
Are we worse than you?
Probably not, but like, you know, you are the company you keep. So I think it's one of those situations.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty by association.
Yeah. I understand.
This guy that my company works with, a writer named Ron McGee, is writing something, a movie for Lifetime that they're about to start shooting, that's the behind the scenes of Saved by the Bell.
I saw that on Deadline.
Oh, I remember hearing about that. That's amazing.
And if you see the picture of the cast, it's hilarious.
It looks they look kind of identical.
It's really fun.
Good. Dustin Diamond isn't in this one.
No. He actually plays Mr. Belding. No.
That'd be so fitting.
No, yeah. They tried to reboot Saved by the Bell. I remember
multiple times.
And Screech was the only one that like came back, and he was like the guy that replaced Mr. Belding. He's like, I've been in this high school since forever. Meet me.
I remember
Doug. That's Doug and Skeeter.
I remember he was like, he had no money, and so he needed to raise money to save his house, to pay his mortgage, and so he wanted to print up shirts that said "Save Screech's House" and sell them. But he wouldn't; they wouldn't give him the rights to the name Screech, so he had to put three E's in it. So it was "Save Screech's House."
Oh God!
Did he put like two U's in "House" to like make it at least like balanced out?
When you were in college, when did you know that you wanted to do production? Like, did you know immediately? Because some people don't.
Well, it's interesting. I actually did a summer camp. It's called Exeter in New Hampshire. And there's people from all around the world that come to that. And I was, like, into singing for a little bit in middle school and whatnot. But this was probably, I think, my freshman year of high school that summer after my freshman year. And I had the option to take, like, a theater class or film, because you could take an elective, and I had to take, like, SAT classes and stuff, which sucked. But
SATs.
But I ended up going with the film, and that was, like, the first time I was ever introduced to it and introduced to, like, editing and all this, and I made, like, a little short video documentary, I guess you could call it, of this girl from Venezuela about, like, her life there. And from then on, I was just, like, that's what I wanted to do. And then, so I got into film like by picking up the camera and just filming and editing and learning on my own, and did like the whole wedding videography thing.
I think we all did too.
It's so sad because everyone like knows all these movies and directors, and I'm just like, what?
I couldn't even pronounce the director's name of Fury very well.
It's okay. You don't even know where Atlanta is.
Yeah.
I don't understand that reference.
It's in Georgia.
Georgia. I know, hot Atlanta.
Do you know? Do you know where Georgia is?
Yeah,
where?
It's in Atlanta. Right?
It's in Atlanta. Yeah. It's right west of West Virginia.
So you were like,
not
you were
fucking close.
No, yeah, not even.
Edit.
No, no.
So you were doing some of your own stuff, in other words, to like figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I've like any opportunity I got in high school to film anything, I would do it.
That's what you gotta do.
Now, did your high school have like a video class? And
they
really didn't.
They had like one of those like morning news. Like whatever, you know, announcements.
Green beans at lunch today, everybody.
Yeah, but we had this thing called Gradman. It was like a huge like. There's like a Mr. Q, a Mr. Funny of the guys, the senior guys. So that that year, my senior year, I filmed so much for that, for videos that they did for the show. And so, I mean, it was just like a bunch of little stuff like that. And I knew I wanted to go to Wilmington to stay in state and go to a film school, and it's by the beach, so it was great, and yeah.
Now, question.
Mm-hmm.
What program did you use to edit with?
Final Cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what it's about.
When I was in high school,
back in my day, we had
Avid?
No. Oh no.
Good.
No. But when I went to college the year after I graduated, we were working on Avid. I was using tape to tape, like that's how low budget.
Like a Moviola.
No. VCR to VCR.
What?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we did in my high school. Yeah. But we also had an Avid and Final Cut.
Well,
so you had an Avid in your high school? Film?
Yeah.
No, we actually shot on just VHS tape.
Okay.
Yeah. And that at the time was like cutting edge.
Right.
And funny
those
enough.
Gigantic cameras that like weighed half a football
field. They were only about that big.
That's pretty big, but
there were those cameras you're thinking of are like beta cams
with the 3 CCD chip.
They didn't have 3 CCD chips until DV cameras.
Right.
And I came back and visited my video class a year after, and I had purchased one of the first 3 CCD chip cameras, and it was on mini DV. And my teacher was like, "What is that?" And so it like blew
You're
his
like,
mind.
I'm taking a film class in the wrong place.
Yeah. But the thing is, which was really fortunate, was the school I went to had a TV, Columbia City High School in Columbia City, Indiana.
Nice.
They had middle of nowhere, but they had a radio station and they had like a TV station pretty much. And that's how I learned. I was like, I took this class thinking it was just going to be an easy A class, and then I fell in love with it, and then I decided that I wasn't going to go into engineering, which was crazy.
Every time I hear the term 3CCD chip, I think of this movie called Nothing to Lose that had Martin Lawrence in it, And he
helps Shawshank
and Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
And he helps Tim Robbins like rob his boss, and Tim Robbins is like, "This is the best camera in the market." And Martin Lawrence is like this criminal, career criminal who like secretly knows a lot about electronics. He's like, "Nick, this camera's only one CCD chip. Broadcast is three." And every time I hear that, that's all I can think of.
You know what's hilarious? Okay, listen to watch Scream. Cell phones had just come out around when Scream came out. Oh, remember we saw Scream at the Hollywood Cemetery.
Yeah, it did.
So
I want to do that.
They only only call it cellular, like cellular telephone.
Oh yeah,
there was like no shorthand for that term yet. So it was like, hey, like Nev, I'll call you on my cellular. All right, I'll call you on my cellular telephone. My cell will be open.
Every time that came up, everyone laughed.
Everyone laughed. It's like super dated.
Are they actually using cell phones in the movie, or are they just talking about it?
Yeah, because it wasn't in the budget.
Yeah.
It was very expensive back then.
Well, and they didn't have text messaging back then, so it was literally open up the phone.
Call me. It was like a phone that's just not plugged.
Yeah. Was this the same, like, the brick, the Zach Morris phone?
No, 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 no. This was, like, the thick motos that flipped.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I
have the razor.
Way thicker than the razor.
Yeah.
I've got one in my room. Razor, I've got the Motorola.
Razor came out in like 2003, 2004.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
I think this was like before even Nokia.
Like T9 word.
Nokias.
Yeah, T9.
Wow.
Or T9er as us pilots.
Are we talking about calculators now? Texas Instruments?
T.I.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to do math.
But anyway, I mean, you're on our show because you're new to the industry. You're someone in the industry that we would like to follow, perhaps.
Yeah.
In your
career. See how you make it.
And
awesome. Or if.
And
or if.
Yeah.
Or
if. Watch you crumble and crash and burn.
Well, we would love to have you on again.
Yeah.
You know, down the road. And we can kind of check in on your career.
Definitely.
And it's almost like a documentary, but an audio documentary about your life.
And if anyone out there wants to hire Natalie... They could do that at looking on our website, and we'll put her email there so that the weirdos don't get it so easily.
There you go.
Or they could call the number that we have and ask for the info, right?
Yeah.
What is that number, JJ?
267-225-CHAT.
267-225-2428. Okay. Yeah. I hate when people just say the word, and then you have to, like, look it up and see what
We do both.
Yeah,
you do both. That's nice.
But for the...
But you remember chat.
We try and turn it into a two-minute plug, pretty much. Like, just...
Well, basically, if anybody wants to ask questions for future guests,
can you text this number as well?
Yes, you can.
You can.
It's really chat. You're a pro.
You can text, you can leave a voicemail, and hopefully someone will eventually call. We don't have...
we haven't released any of
these. We haven't released any of these, so hopefully...
the lines have been slow.
Yeah.
But, do we have an activity, Nadav?
We do. Do you guys want to get into it?
Let's do this.
I think we should do an activity.
Oh, wow.
All right, so Natalie, so this is something that we do. We play some games.
Fun.
I put these games together, and the game that we're playing today is, it's a soundbite game.
Okay.
So what I do is I get soundbites from my favorite movies of my childhood.
Oh,
and
God,
lucky,
I'm not going to know any of
we're
them.
Close, we're at least close in age. You're, how old are you?
22,
all right, I'm 25, so like close enough.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know any of the movies.
JJ and I will be leaving the room.
And it's usually me laughing at them not being able to get it.
Okay.
Today's game is a little themed, and I drunkenly told JJ what it was yesterday, which is probably a mistake.
Not to say, we had a party
yesterday. It gives it away. Yeah.
And Andrew,
it wasn't just like,
Nadav's just not drunk.
Yeah.
Going, hey.
I'm not like calling him at 3 a.m. like, JJ, I have to tell you the game I'm doing tomorrow. It's the best game
ever.
Hey,
it was Saturday night.
Yeah.
Well, true. But...
So, so I drunkenly told JJ at his housewarming party, and Andrew was there too, and so was
I didn't hear it though, so I don't know.
I didn't tell Andrew, but I told him that he knew what it was.
Sure. So should I fill everyone in, or is it one of those
fill
things?
Everyone in.
So what it is, it is clips of Adam Sandler singing in different movies that he's in.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're an Adam Sandler fan, or at least back when he was good. Or,
Whoa.
let's take the
No. You don't have to edit any of this.
Look, that's easy for you to say.
Click,
you're not the one that's damaging your career.
You're not damaging anything.
I'm saying I don't like people that could potentially hire me.
I don't think Adam Sandler is going to be hiring you anytime soon.
Yeah,
I definitely think his peak was Click.
Look, I'm glad this isn't. Look, we're gonna do this again real quick.
I saw
Adam Sandler's a terrific man.
I miss his bulldog meatball.
Too much. Oh, did he pass away?
Like 6 years ago.
His dog.
Yeah, you're very in the know. Are you subscribed to the Sandler newsletter?
He now has Meatball too, I believe.
Wow.
You know what's crazy is that my friend Brian, it's funny, whenever you hear talk about Adam Sandler, I always immediately think afterwards, I wonder what Andy Samberg's up to.
He's on a television show.
He's shooting a pilot right now in Palm Springs. My buddy Brian's working on it.
Why is he shooting a pilot? There.
Right? I thought 9-9 was doing well.
It is.
They won an Emmy, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, fuck him. Jeez.
Yeah.
Just keep working.
Oh, shit.
Did you see, man, his thing on the roast, the James Franco roast, I was falling apart.
It was the anti.
Really? Really? Because I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I was dying.
At first you like that, but then you start getting it.
The roasts, okay. They're intense. They really.
Oh,
I would
man.
Hate to be in the hot fuck seat. That, yeah. I remember I was watching a Behind the Roast thing, and Bob Saget's like, you know, you're up there just trying to hold your composure, but like, literally, it's your best friends trying to say the meanest things about you in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And he's like, I remember at a certain point during the commercial break, one producer comes up to me and he's like, Bob, you're slumping. Like, you're slouching. Get up. Like, bring your posture back up. Show that you're, like, taking it well. And he goes, I don't know if I can, man. Like, it's rough.
Yeah.
All right.
How do we start talking about roasts?
Talking about Andy Samberg.
Right, and his...
Adam Sandler.
Okay. Okay, so got it. Now we're going to do this game, and
are you
realize...
still drunk? Is this...
Are you sure that's coffee?
I'm tired. Yeah, right? It's laced.
Straight up vodka.
Okay, so we're going to... normally I have 5 sound bites. I realize I only have 4 Sandler sound bites, but still, that's a lot for just him singing in movies.
I guess.
Yeah.
So
I'll start with those, now, and then I'll just throw the 2 extra ones I have.
I'd like to say the first game that we played with a guest, she won.
Wow.
So
no pressure, but...
God. I wasn't there for that.
No, you weren't.
So there were easy questions
that you
did. What do you
win?
Wait, what was the game?
It was Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, that's right.
It was not...
That's not...
Genius Edition.
Genius Edition. You tried doing that shit. It was tough.
Impossible.
I'll pass.
You should.
She won.
Like, I don't even know where Atlanta is. I am not going to look smart with that.
Exactly. So there you go.
Wow, yeah.
It's in New Mexico.
Okay.
That's where they shot Breaking Bad, right?
Here's the other thing: is that a lot of people have, namely JJ and Natalie, have a good view of the screen. Do not. Look
I can't
at the
see. I need glasses. I'm old.
Natalie probably does not.
Maybe you're wearing contacts. I don't know.
Nope. 2020 vision.
Fair enough. I used to be there. Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Who's saying that right now?
Who's what?
Oh, I'm wearing glasses. All right, go ahead.
So, I'm going to start with the easy ones.
You always say that.
Yeah, what?
Jurassic Park. Sorry.
Okay. Here's the easy one. I want to
kiss you over. Andrew.
Yep.
Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
I have not seen that one. Damn it.
To the mic.
The night closes. Alright, now we go
high. The night closes.
Alright, Andrew has 1 point.
Damn.
Fuck. No. Oh, finally.
So good.
Is that your first point in this whole entire trivia?
I think so.
Holy crap.
In the history of the show.
Okay.
Wow.
Alright, I'm gonna go with. Alright, this one's definitely easier than the last one.
What, you don't want breakfast?
Don't look. I can tell this very quickly.
Andrew.
JJ.
I didn't know it.
JJ. JJ.
No, no, no. If you didn't know it, you're done.
JJ.
Hold on. Let it go for another 5.
He sounds like a musical.
No man will take what my father has built.
Can I say it now?
Yeah.
Billy Madison.
What is it?
Billy Madison.
Okay, I haven't seen these. Damn it. I've only seen Big Daddy.
Wait a second.
I haven't seen Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
No. See, this is what I'm saying, though. I picked up a camera. I didn't sit...
Thank you for being on our side.
Natalie, you're in trouble because those were the easy ones.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Sweet silly boy.
Okay, I'd be surprised.
But we can see my growth through the years when I come back.
That's true.
You'll be getting Adam Sandler references like crazy.
Can we do the Adam Sandler game again? I've seen all of them.
I saw Jack and Jill and I'm like, yes.
Hanukkah song. All right.
Oh,
I
remember that one. That was good.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I have heard that one.
You didn't know Billy Madison.
Wait, is that one in the movie?
I,
No.
Oh.
The Hanukkah song.
Yeah, it's just like...
As soon as I heard that, that little violin, I was like, oh, yeah, I know this.
Okay, this one, I'm excited because it's a minute long. I'm pretty sure we'll get to the end of it before anyone's able to guess it.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
My darling, you... This is my favorite Adam Sandler movie, by the way, and it's the one he's least known.
Andrew?
Do you know?
Mandrew? Is it Waterboy?
That is all. No.
It's...
Fuck, I totally should have grabbed one from Waterboy.
JJ.
Yeah?
So goodbye.
So fun.
Is it Bulletproof?
Fuck!
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, that's two!
It is the... That is the...
Oh, I don't think I've even heard of that movie.
He's in the shower.
It's Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans. And who else is in it? The guy that played Bowser in Super Mario Brothers. He was an Easy Rider. That's probably the easier
one. Natalie knows the song.
Kong.
Scotty Kong's dad. James Kong.
There James Kong.
I had no idea he sang like this.
There it is. There's Damon.
I heard crickets, and I was like, that sounds like the Water Boy.
This is when they're in the woods trying to hide out from the serial killers.
And then the manager comes, he watches them, and he's trying to escape through the window, and it looks like they're having sex.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of really great gay innuendos.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Good movie.
What's he done recently?
Adam Sandler?
Mm-hmm. He just did the one that our clients wrote called Blended.
Drew
Barrymore.
Right?
I saw previews for that. Him and Barrymore are like always...
Yeah, they're down. They're down with each other.
What was that one that they did at the beginning?
No,
that's
his is Happy Madison.
States.
That was actually good.
Yeah.
That made me warm inside.
I like that movie.
I don't like saying that out loud, though. Alright, this one I'm guessing...
This is the last one. Somebody's got to time
me. This is the last Sandler one, but there will be two more bonus bites after this.
Wow.
Okay.
Bonus
Before bites. I knew that this was going to be Adam Sandler themed, I had those two.
Okay. Mm.
Bonus bites. Right. I'm surprised you only got four Sandler singing clips.
I know a perfect one.
Well, honestly,
one.
I did this...
So do I, but it's too easy.
It is too easy.
Andrew. Wedding singer.
Well, that's one we were just talking about. That would be too obvious.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't even have to say it.
Yeah.
You know, this theme is way too easy. I'm definitely giving you guys
it's
way
too easy. This is crap. I've got 2 points, so technically I should win, but
you're
got 2 bonus
points.
Okay,
in all honesty, I put this
game
together before I knew...
What was the first
before
one
before I knew what type of shape Nat was into.
Oh, Billy Madison.
If I would have known...
Damn it. So I'm not going to get the
I thought Adam
points.
Sandler...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry that you're a loser. Okay.
You have no chance for these next two.
No chance.
You have no chance for these next two bites.
Sucks. All right.
Here's the. Hold on. What are the? What's
she's
the
gonna
points?
Be like? Predator 2.
Is this just like any
be
movie?
If we dance with your dates.
JJ.
Yes.
This is Animal House.
Yeah.
Fucking great movie. Mind if we dance with your
what
dates?
What year was that?
1978.
It's an old one. That's if you weren't a dude, you have no reason to watch it.
Yeah, that's
it's
a really old one.
It's my father's favorite movie.
Not even
I remember
giving
watching
me a
that
chance.
At Ian Hollinger's sleepover fifth grade party.
Oh.
We all watched it. Don't tell Ian's mom, she's not supposed to know that we're watching it.
Which is funny because for a fifth grader to watch a movie like that, it's like a 2 hour long movie.
Also, I was not ready for the mature themes that were in that movie.
Like, like, having sex with a 16-year-old? Yeah.
Honestly, that didn't even register to me as wrong. Because I was like, business as usual, I guess, right? This is allowed. All right, guys, this next clip.
Oh, boy.
Is...
What happens
that's
if we
three.
Tie?
I'm winning right now.
Yeah,
I know you're winning.
This is the first time we're doing six.
We get it. You're smart.
This is the first time we're doing six bites.
Okay.
So all this right. is the sixth. This is the last one.
You could still tie it up here.
I know.
Just say your name
again. This is
going
to be like soccer.
And then I'll find one for the tiebreaker.
Goal!
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention anything, Natalie. The loser has to do something disgusting. All right, guys, here's
what?
The last question.
No.
Isn't the speed limit 65?
Yeah. It is.
JJ. Super.
Where are you boys headed?
Yeah.
Damn. Ah, damn it!
We're going over the border to Canada.
He just ate all that pot.
Littering and...
Yeah, that's the clip I was trying to find, but I totally...
He's pulled over! He's pulled over, dude! He can't pull over any further!
He can't pull over any further!
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Thank you, Natalie, for being on
the
show.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for coming over from the Carolinas.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to be out here.
Pleasure, you are a delight, and we can't wait to have you back.
I'm going
to
watch more movies.
You should, specifically Adam Sandler movies. I don't know if that'll be the theme next time.
I don't think we should do Adam Sandler things
What if I did Adam Sandler movies every time? And I always bit my tongue and accidentally let out my true opinion.
There's a lot of them.
There's hundreds.
It was a good one. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
You would.
I know.
So you can't that's why complain.
I liked
it.
You guys like everyone though. Like, I really rushed that one. I only had four. It wasn't level.
All your games have been wonderful.
Guys,
even the ones that I lose horribly.
We've talked about it even when you're not here. Yeah, about how much we enjoy.
I've had a very good time with the game.
True story.
So, well, I just want you to know, next week is going to be impossible.
Perfect.
That's all I want to tell you. Next week will be hard.
He usually says these are going to be easy, and then we don't get them.
I'm going to intentionally try and make them hard. I'm going to give you three words that Michael Douglas said in a movie nobody saw
because it was never released.
Glengarry Glen Ross. I got it.
That's bad taste.
You didn't say your name first, though.
3 weeks later.
Who hasn't seen Glengarry? Oh, you're doing a callback to an old joke.
Who?
Yes, I have.
Glenn. It's Glenn. A what? It's not a who.
Yep.
Oh.
Anyway.
It's a major motion picture.
And that's a wrap. Didn't get your fill at Craft Services and you want more? Check out earlycalltime.com for more podcasts and information pertaining to the ever-growing entertainment industry. And remember to tell your friends about us via Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.